This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court yesterday issued two big decisions on COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the workplace. First, it blocked an emergency order by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration that said all large employers must require their employees to get vaccinated or tested weekly. The majority said Congress hadn't given OSHA that power. Second, the court said a different vaccine mandate from the Department of Health and Human Services was okay. That mandate covers hospitals and healthcare facilities that receive federal money from things like Medicare and Medicaid. HHS, the court said, does have that power. For more, I am joined by Debbie Berkowitz, a former senior OSHA official who's currently a fellow at Georgetown University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So bottom line, how will this decision affect workers?
Well, I think it's sort of a stunning decision that they effectively sort of killed the broad OSHA standard when we're facing a surge of COVID-19 cases.
You know, the court said OSHA can't make companies have require vaccines and testing. But what if they want to? I mean, could individual employers still do this on their own?
Yes, absolutely. Employers can do a lot of things on their own to protect workers. And fortunately, in some states, because of the politicization of this whole COVID crisis and how to mitigate the spread, some states have banned requiring vaccines. And that's really where this standard could have made a difference had the court upheld it. When you're at work, you don't get to choose who you work with, who you stand next to, what customers you interact with. You have no control over the safety of your workplace. And yes, now it's going to be up to employers to implement protections on their own.
The court did say that basically OSHA could have these kinds of mandates for jobs where there was like a specific risk, specific occupation-related risk around COVID. Do you think OSHA is going to start, you know, issuing mandates for particular occupations?
Right. The court did say that there are some workplaces that are higher risk. You know, like, for example, healthcare workers, which they let that vaccine stand for. But they talked about other workplaces, you know, where people work in crowded or cramped environments, supermarkets, meatpacking. What's interesting is one of the big industries that brought this lawsuit that was represented by very conservative groups was some supermarkets. So we hope the Biden administration moves forward to at least now issue some kind of emergency protections for workers, you know, in the sort of the frontline workers, that those workers get some, you know, protection, you know, vaccine testing, face mask, high quality face masks, social distancing, ventilation, that they could do that. And states could do that as well.
Debbie Berkowitz served as a senior OSHA official under the Obama administration. She's now a fellow at Georgetown University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.